Here's Yossi alongside, into the corner right side. Yarncroak on the right half board to the left wing corner.
Then on it front for Cullen to score. Luke Cullen wins it in overtime. Predators have tied the series at 2 wins each.
You got the job done. You took advantage of home ice. But again, this seventh man, as Ryan Johansson would say, they're vibing.
Yeah, we're vibing right now. The crowd's unbelievable. We just want to keep her going.
Luke Cullen was vibing yesterday for the Nashville Predators, the game winner in double overtime to even up the series at 2 games apiece. Now a best of 3 series for the Predators against the Carolina Hurricanes as they head into game 5 tomorrow at in Raleigh, North Carolina. Series transitioning back to Raleigh tomorrow. So a great moment in Bridgestone Arena yesterday. The goal that Cullen scored there was great. Pete Rogers with the assist on the stick there that got broken. But just watching Granlund in the corner when Cullen scored was awesome. And I'm sure an awesome moment for everybody inside Bridgestone Arena. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in the hero from Game 4, Predators forward Luke Cullen. Luke, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. Just first off, what have these last 48, 72 hours been like for you and the guys? Two double overtime games. You got to dig down deep and find a way to get it done, and you guys do that. You get the game winner yesterday in front of a packed house at Bridgestone Arena. What was that moment like for you?
Yeah, it's been fun these past 2 games. It's been electric in that building. The guys have all been playing great. We're feeling good, and yeah, they're tough games to win. Obviously, it's playoff time, and you got to be mentally and physically strong and stick with it. And we've done a good job of that.
Luke, is Alex Carrier okay after that shot into the boards on the celebration? And take us through that play and then that moment and what the feeling is when you, play 91 minutes of hockey and finally pull one out like that.
Yeah, it was a great pass. Obviously, good play by Yarny and Granny there. And Pete gave me the stick, came down, kind of had no one on me there. It's kind of a funky play when you kind of get out of the zone like that, coming in, and found a way to get that one through. And then, yeah, you just, so many emotions. You're so excited, and you just, I don't know, your legs are gassed for the overtimes, obviously. Then you find a way to jump, pretty high in the air and take out Carzy like that. But no, he's good. I was apologizing to him after. I thought we were both going to kind of jump into the boards there. I kind of took him out. But no, it's fun. We're having a great time, and just happy we got the win.
An impressive vertical leap on that play for sure. Luke, obviously this year has been so different, and it got a little bit better down the stretch in terms of fans being allowed back in the building. But what was it like just from your vantage point, both in games 1 and 2 in Carolina, but especially coming back home at Bridgestone Arena, really your first experience as a member of the Predators in an environment like that at Bridgestone Arena? What was that like for you in games 3 and 4?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It makes such a difference for our group. Like you said, it was my first time. It was absolutely electric. It's so much fun. They do an unbelievable job there. The crowd's involved in everything throughout the entire game, so it's a special place to play and a special fan base. So we just want to keep doing the things we're doing and keep this thing going.
Luke, I thought Carolina had its game going about as well as they have in the series in the first couple periods yesterday. Of course, you get the goal 57 seconds into the game, but I thought that they had the puck in the offensive zone a lot, had a lot of chances. And then as the game went on, it started to drift the other way. Why was that? Well, first of all, do you agree with that assessment on early in the game? And then why did it seem like you guys were able to sort of flip it around on them to the point where it was just a lot of back and forth in the third and the overtime sessions?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think obviously we got the one early there, and then I think we took some penalties and we kind of gave them some momentum. When you get their skilled players touching a lot of pucks and feeling good on the power play like that, they're gonna be feeling it and get out there and create chances. They're a good hockey team as well, so they're gonna make their plays and do their thing. And I thought our kill did a great job. And and then it just kind of took us a little bit to get going and find it again. I thought obviously as the game went on and on each period and stuff like that, we got better and better. And just happy we could find a way to get that one.
Predators forward Luke Cunnan on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Luke, here we are. It's a best-of-three series now moving forward against Carolina. What do you like about the way you guys have played in the last couple of games, and what do you think you can build on as you transition here into Game 5?
Yeah, what I like is that everyone's doing their job. I think, Juice has been our best player all year. He's been unbelievable. You can't say enough good things about what he's been doing. Everyone's just doing their job. We're sticking to, what we need to do to have success, and everyone's buying in. And, we just got to stay with them and play however long it takes, every game. And, we're not going to go out there and be all skilled and pretty all the time. We're going to, it's going to come from hard work, compete, and, our group is buying into that, and I think it's a big match here tomorrow. Try to steal one there and then come home and hopefully close it.
Luke, a lot was made, obviously, about Ryan Johansson, Matt Duchene coming off the power play. You go in, the power play is much better over the weekend. What about also the adjustments beyond the personnel changes? How would you describe what you guys have done just to enter the zone and be able to set up and be a lot more threatening with the man advantage?
Yeah, I think we got a lot of special players on this team. Obviously, those two you mentioned, Dutchie and Joe, unbelievable players, unbelievable skill. They're power play guys, and right now they're not on it, but they're producing. They're finding other ways to help our team have success, and they've been great about it. Both awesome team guys. So, we just got a good group in there. Everyone just, the goal is to win right now, so everyone's just buying into that.
Luke, you brought up the word buy-in a couple of times so far in the interview. That was a very popular topic of conversation coming down the stretch here. When do you think that moment happened for this group coming down the stretch of the regular season? What do you credit to the buy-in that we've seen from the overall group as a whole?
Well, I think we talk about it, during training camp, and I think it takes a little bit of time throughout the season, obviously, to kind of figure out what that means and how we're going to do that. And you saw some growing pains, I guess you could call it, early on. And then, some guys went down with injury and, everyone rides us out. But we just found it within the group to all come together and kind of, prove them wrong, I guess, and just believe in ourselves and go out and do it. And we've shown that. I don't know, it could have been that 16-day road trip the guys had. I wasn't on that, but just seeing how they were playing, talking to some of the guys, just, everyone coming together on something like that was pretty special. I think that could have been the turning point.
What about for you specifically, Luke? I mean, are you a different player at all now than you were at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I think so. I think it took a little bit. You're coming into a new situation, new team, kind of find how you're going to help the team win, what situations you're going to be in, whatnot. Obviously, everything's different than where you, previously were. And maybe it took a little longer than I would have wanted, but yeah, I like where my game's at. I'm feeling good. I think, that can be said for a lot of guys. We got a lot of new faces here, so just trying to find what you need to do to help the team and different things like that. Just, being comfortable, and, all the guys that have been here before have been awesome, and it's been a lot of fun.
Predators forward Luke Cunnan on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Luke, you brought up the chemistry that you have with Mikael Granlund and Callie Yarncroke as well, and a perfect illustration of it on that play for the game winner yesterday. Just what do you think makes you guys click? What do you think works so well together when the three of you are on the ice together?
Yeah, I mean, the two of them make my job very easy. They're unbelievable talents. But not only that, they're so competitive, how hard they work. They're two of the hardest working guys I've seen. So it's, I don't know. I think we're just kind of, we clicked there when I came back from injury and kind of kept that going for a while. And, we're able to kind of find it again there last night. So both are unbelievable playmakers. Both can score. They have, creativity, and, their work ethic is pretty second to none. So it's a good thing. We just want to, keep finding each other and making things happen.
Luke, obviously it's been some grueling hockey here. 71 more minutes of hockey than scheduled over the weekend. You guys a little bit more balance in your ice time than the Canes. Do you feel like, you guys have any kind of advantage right now? Do you feel like now the pressure has shifted to those guys as Game 5 comes up tomorrow night in Carolina?
Yeah, I mean, we like to think so. We have all four lines, all the D, goaltending, that can all just, keep going and you can just roll. They like to kind of spread it out a little more, kind of top load some of their star players, and we got to take advantage of that when you get into these long games, play physical on their top guys and, make it hard for them.
Luke, we appreciate you taking time to join us today. It was an awesome moment yesterday at Bridgestone Arena. Congratulations and good luck moving forward through the rest of the series here.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Predators forward Luke Cunning has been our guest here on Robbie and Rextro, the hero for the Predators yesterday from Game 4. When we come back, we'll continue to react a little bit to what Luke Cunning had to say there. Got a lot of your texts to get to as well on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.